Hype Network presents.
Listen early to an extended and ad-free cut of this episode by supporting us on Patreon. Pledges help us improve the show and produce more seasons. Just go to patreon.com/480tvpodext.
It's the 480 TV Pod.
Pipe Network's 482nd TV After Show Podcast.
I am CK of Sustainer Rumble.
And I'm Rico.
We just watched The Last of Us Season 1, Episode 1, When You're Lost in the Darkness. I would like to propose that we could possibly have a different title for this.
Yeah.
I would call it When You Did Not Get the Birthday Cake.
Oh, okay. That's so much better.
Yeah. Everybody knows, especially the gamers and the gaming community, that this is one of the legendary video games ever created.
Right.
What were your expectations coming in?
As I was watching it, I kind of knew from the title of the game, The Last of Us, and like a couple of walkthrough videos that, you know, this is about a zombie outbreak. So yeah. The story started out pre-zombie outbreak, so I was sort of just expecting for it to happen somewhere towards the first episode.
It opened in this 60s to 70s show with two epidemiologists talking about a possible fungal. It's not really common source of human infection, alam mo yun, in such a way that it really takes over your mind.
I think it was very interesting for the game to do it different. Like, they proposed that instead of a virus, it's a fungi.
Clickers are what we call the infected in The Last of Us.
Ooh,
clickers, in the video game, there are three levels of clickers before they become sort of like this overblown mushroom kind of person or monster. So like level one, those are the runners. Those are the usual. Level three clickers are the ones with, you know, sort of like a mushroom head. So you see, it's like mushroom growing all over their head. And then what the only human parts that you can see on their face is their mouth and their jaw.
So their head sort of opens up.
Yes. No eyes, no whatsoever. Just mushroom head. And then just jaw and a mouth. That's how they look. You know, it's really different from like the usual zombies that we know, or the infected that we know. Because typically the zombies that we know, we've seen in movies and TV shows and games, are just these undead people, you know, like totally infected brains, no thinking, no perception whatsoever. All they want to do is just kill, 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 eat, and that's it. You can consider them as dead, whereas these clickers or these infected, I don't know if you can really consider them dead, knowing that there is a certain living microorganism that
controlling them.
Yeah, exactly. So like they're still alive, but technically they're just not operating as normal humans, something like that. The cast, of course, we have Joel, Pedro Pascal. I mean, man, that guy.
Narcos.
We've seen him from Narcos. Even Game of Thrones.
Oh,
if you can remember. Oberyn Martell.
Yeah.
You raped her. You murdered her. You killed her
children. The eyes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also in... and of course, talking about Bella Ramsey, of course, his colleague also in Game of Thrones. Lyanna Mormont.
Oh, yeah. Do I not recognize her?
During the casting, Bella Ramsey had the most comments in terms of like comparison between her and the actual Ellie. It doesn't look anywhere near her.
How do you guys feel about that?
So far, what should really hold weight is how she pulls off the character.
The character.
Which she did well in the first episode. So Tess, played by Anna Torv. Anna Torv, I think I saw her from Mindhunter. Tommy as well, Joel's brother, Gabriel Luna. Yeah. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He played the Ghost Rider. And Sarah, Joel's daughter, who is Nico Parker. Of course, I think this was kind of controversial also for a lot of people because Sarah in the video game was a blondie white girl.
And they had a Texan accent on the game, right?
Yes. That one too. Yeah. Like, so imagine Pedro Pascal. Of course, he didn't even change his accent at all. Same old accent, not really Texan. Should we say Southwestern accent? They didn't have that. Even Tommy, even Gabriel Luna didn't even change their accents. But then I think what really matters is how they pull off the characters, which they did really well. And of course, Marlene, which is played by Merle Dandridge. I don't know how to pronounce her name. But trivia, Merle is the only returning character in The Last of Us TV show because she's also the same person who voiced Marlene in the game. Yes.
Ooh.
talk about the alternative title, it has something to do with the birthday cake.
Yeah.
It had something to do with the biscuits. It also had something to do with the cookies. When Joel and Sarah stepped out of the house to go to the school, of course they met this neighbor. Of course they were greeted by the neighbor. This neighbor was feeding his mother the biscuits.
Yeah.
And then he even asked Sarah and Joel if they want biscuits. And of course Sarah would ask Joel, "Would you like some biscuits? You liked it. It's your favorite." And then Joel just said he had Atkins. Fast forward, when Sarah came home from school after getting her dad's watch fixed, he came over to Mr. Adler's house, that neighbor.
Right.
She was also offered cookies, to which she declined. Back home, when they're already together, Joel mentioned that he forgot about the birthday cake.
Right.
And when I said that the alternate title should have been "When You Did Not Get the Birthday Cake," that means that them being saved from the infection had a lot to do with the birthday cake. Because birthday cake, biscuits, cookies, they contain flour. And flour has fungi.
Oh, dude!
Mind blown, man. There were three instances for Sarah to could have turned into an infected, but she didn't. She declined the first two, and then luckily, Joel forgot about the
birthday
third one, which is the birthday cake. I mean, what would happen to Ellie? That's something our viewers would have to find out. Of course, the gamers, you know what's gonna happen, but of course, for those that haven't seen it yet, it's something to really look forward to. And I would say that it is being set up to be the same legendary game that it is a suspenseful, haunting, and emotional roller coaster. Basically, there are certain things that you have to really think about if you're the viewer. For example, if you are Joel or if you are Tess, and you are both scrappy in order to get around and survive, how do you really deal with every obstacle that come your way? Especially, for example, if you're Joel, who's dealing with grief. For example, if you're Ellie, who is dealing with all the fuss that is going on with your condition, how does it make you feel? Would you even have the will to survive, or would you just kill yourself?
Yeah, and the parallelism between Sarah and Joel and Ellie is interesting.
Yeah.
Because this is his second shot at redemption, right? So does he step up or,
And please stay tuned for the show.
Right.
I mean, it try to anticipate our review as well. We do this every weekly.
If you guys are looking for a TV show that lets you feel things and makes you think about things, then, you know, The Last of Us is a good show to watch. And
if you also want to catch up with us personally, you can follow me on Instagram. That's ck.acinas. That's my handle.
And for me, that's Soy Rico, Soy Milk. A play on words, if you will.
Catch you in the next episode.
Thank you. See you guys.
Thanks, everybody.
For more local podcasts, check out more shows from Pilipinas Indie Podcast and Entertainment Network.